He's the head football coach at the University of Illinois. He is Ron Zook. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well, Stevie. How's everything there?
Well, great. And great to hear your voice and great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining me. I think you're in Chicago, aren't you?
We're in Chicago for the Big Ten meetings, exactly.
And you've been now head coach, what, 2 years? How long's it been?
I tell you what, yeah, some people spend a lot too long.
I tell you what, Ron Gunther hired you, and it's been, I honestly don't know, has it been 6 or 7, or what's it been?
Going into 7. This is our 7th season.
Unbelievable. Was that quick or what?
Well, let's hope this next 7 go a lot better.
Well, listen, you've obviously had some high moments, some low moments. Talk about Ron Gunther and what kind of AD he's been to you.
Well, you know, it's hard to put into words what Coach Gunther's meant, not only to myself, but to the athletic department. I mean, you know, he's a coach's coach. You know, he's a guy that he's not only a great boss, but he's a great friend. And you know, here's a guy that, you know, you could bounce, no matter what, you could bounce things off of him. He wasn't necessarily going to tell you what to do, but he was always going to, he was always there for advice. I tell you what, I'm a little bit shocked myself, but, you know, I know this. I respect that man so much. I know he's making the decision that's right for the University of Illinois.
How was he when the kitchen got hot? How was he with you? Did he stand by you? Did he hang in there? Was he encouraging?
Stevie, I tell you, you know, you've been in some situations that are tough, and obviously, you know, you always talk about, you know, who you want to get into a foxhole with, and there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, Ron Gunther was right there with me, with us. He's a guy who, as I said, he's a coach's coach, he never wavered. And the hotter it got, the tougher he was.
Yeah, and I know that he really gave you the tools, correct? I mean, this last season, he let you bring in some really good help, some guys that would help the program, and lo and behold, my goodness, this thing, the arrow's pointing up again.
Well, he really did, and there's no question, you know, it's because of Coach Gunther that, you know, he gave us this opportunity, and, you know, which makes me feel good. He knew that we were on the right track. We just needed to get some things fixed, and which we did, and he gave us the opportunity to do that, and, you know, when a lot of people maybe were questioning that, but, you know, my thing was, Coach, hey, you know, we're going the right direction. Now's the time. We need to hear that. I want you to be able to enjoy this thing. But, you know, like I said, he did what he felt like was best for the university.
But you said it. Boy, I don't know if anybody cares about Illinois more than Ron Gunther, does he?
Well, you know, and the thing of it is here, Steve, I mean, you know, the first college coach ever for Ron, Mike Duffy, used to always talk about you, the person you invest, when you invest something in it, in something. And Coach Gunther has invested his life in the University of Illinois. Of course, he went to school here. He played football here. He coached. He's been such a big part of not only the athletic department, but the University of Illinois as well. And you're not going to find anybody who loves this university more than Ron Gunther.
All right, July 1's the day. I thought he might just hang around for a little while. I mean, I don't think Coach Gunther knew. I don't think Ron knew himself till like a week ago. And even then, Megan, his wife, said he's wavering on that, but are you surprised it's July 1 and not maybe December 1?
Well, a little bit, and once again, though, I mean, you know, all the discussions we've had and talked about and directions of the program and so forth, I really felt like he was going to be around for a little while, but, you know, once again, every decision he's ever made since I've known the man, it's always the right decision, and mm-hmm. I respect him for that.
All right. What does Ron Zook remember about Ron Gunther first contacting him? What was your impression of him?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. I was barefoot and I was skiing, and my wife and I were in the boat, and the phone rings, and I was just getting out of the water, and she says, you know, I said, hey, tell him I'll call him back. You know, she goes, well, I think maybe you better take this call, and I took it, and thank God I did, and you know, once again, it's just, you know, I can remember him saying, you know, do I want to see the place? You know, when I did my interviewing, I did it at, you know, another place. And I said, Coach, I don't need to see the place. So you're the reason I would come to Illinois if I get the opportunity.
Well, I remember talking to you the first year or two, and I said, you know, you've been at Florida, you're the SEC, or would you ever go back? I said, listen, I've been there and done that. I want to be here.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he just, you know, you have a guy like him that, as I said, I mean, this job sometimes can, like any other job, can be tough, and you always want to have a leader that you know you can count on. And it didn't take me long to realize that, hey, this is a man that I can count on.
Well, you're going to stay in touch with him, right? I mean, you guys are friends. I'm sure that you can still call for counsel. I don't think he'll charge you for that, will he?
Well, and you know what? I don't care if he does. I'd be happy to pay it because, as I said, I respect the man so much, and I owe him so much. And, I look forward to, I tried to get a hold of him a couple times yesterday, and hopefully I'll get a hold of him today. And, as I said, it's a mutual respect, I believe, he's gonna be missed.
All right, last question, Coach Zook. Any apprehension as to who comes in next? Obviously, Ron Gunther. He brought you here. Now it's the unknown. You wouldn't want to be AD, would you?
No. Now, I tell you what. Let me say this. I mean, obviously, they're gonna bring someone in here that's. I don't know if they could ever be like Coach Gunther, particularly in the beginning, but. It's going to be, that's going to be good. And I think the thing that's big also is Coach Gunther's got the program in such great shape. The transition is going to be smooth. And I think, as time elapses from this, announcement, I think people are really going to begin to see just how good of athletic director Coach Gunther was.
And you know what? 15 tailgates in the next two seasons, Ron. I'm excited. I mean, this is awesome. 15 tailgates, and the arrow's up. There's no doubt. We're excited about Illinois football.
Well, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Our players are excited about it. I think the Illini Nation is excited about it. And, obviously, cautiously optimistic, but as long as things keep on the direction we're going, I feel very, very good about this year.
Well, listen, congratulations. By the way, I always – ask your wife, should I chest bump Ron? And I said, would he hurt me? And she says, I believe he would. So that's why I've never chest bumped, because you're a big guy and you're still in. But now with Ron Gunther stepping down and retiring, Ron Zook, maybe you call Stevie J occasionally for advice. For crying out loud, I stand by, I wait, I get nothing.
Well, stand by your phone. It's coming.
Hey, listen, keep up your good work, and thanks so much for the minutes this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Steve. You bet, buddy. It's Illinois football coach Ron Zook from Chicago at the Big Ten meetings. All right, 7:13. Nice to hear his voice. Nice to hear his comments.
That's right.
About Ron Gunther. After 19 years, longest serving AD, and he's retiring. And so I think if there's a surprise at all, it's by the abruptness of it. I think there was thought, well, yeah, he'll retire, but he'll wait till they bring somebody in and probably be here through the football season, that kind of thing.
Right.
And for him to say, July 1 might have a guy in place, and then who's that going to be?
Right.
Is it going to be Mike Hogan's guy? He's the new president. He's from Connecticut. He's, if I'm the president of the university, I'm hearing Jim Phillips, Northwestern, former Lou Henson basketball manager, was AD at Northern, AD now at Northwestern, done a great job. I'm hearing Jim Phillips' name. But if I'm Michael Hogan, I'm probably bringing in a guy I know. I mean, this is a big job. It's the athletic director at the University of Illinois. You probably are going to bring in some familiar person that you're comfortable with. It would make sense. Happens all the time.
Sure.
Good to hear from Ron Zook. Try and get Bruce Weber later this hour as well. More on the Ron Gunther retiring announcement that came down about 10:30, 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
All over the News Gazette. If you pick up your copy, you got Gunther set to retire July 1 on the front page. And the Lauren Tate, a huge article, a job well done, with another good picture of Ron Gunther.
Awesome.
In sports this morning. Good. He is the head basketball coach at the University of Illinois. It's Bruce Weber. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on. All right, your reaction to Ron Gunther retiring, not a total shock, but how about the timing?
Well, one for me, it's a sad day. And obviously, it's somebody that hired me and gave me an opportunity to be at the University of Illinois. But, beyond that, you knew it was going to come sometime. You just kind of deep down hoped that he would continue. It seemed like each year he re-upped for another year. And, he had talked to me a little bit about it over the last, couple months last year. And finally he just felt it was his time to go.
Yeah. All right, I thought maybe it'd linger for a year or two because the search and all that would go on, but July 1, I said, whoa, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, it is pretty quick, and you know, I think there's so much going on campus, you know, transition, new people, new president, new chancellor possibly coming in. And, you know, he just felt this is the right time to do it. And, you know, I don't think he's quit. He's going to be done working. I think he'll be doing something in some capacities involved in athletics that, you know, it's at some level. But right now he just feels it's the time to, you know, this is it for Illinois.
You don't want to be AD, do you, Bruce?
Oh, not yet. Not this week. You know, maybe next week.
Well, I know it's a big job. It really is. And I know the dynamics change. But I'll never forget your first presser when you were announced as a new basketball coach at Illinois. You had read something in the paper, and you had told your staff, if that's truly what Illinois is looking for, I'm going to be their next head coach.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I guess the thing was, at the time, Ron thought he wanted to hire me, so everything he put in there was about me, I guess, or, you know, similar traits or whatever. But, you know, it's a man that's, you know, when you talk about a legacy, you know, he one, his passion for Illinois. Two, it's, you know, when you think about the new modern-day athletic directors, they're former lawyers or business people, and he was a former coach. So for us, you know, as coaches, he was a coach's AD, and he would leave you alone, you know, when you needed to be left alone. When you needed a little support, he was there to support you. And I think the thing, you know, you have all these guys, these business guys with all these degrees and stuff, and he financially, you know, the department is in great shape, and there's not a lot of places in the country, athletic departments, that don't use state funds that are doing as well as we're doing. And so he's, you know, he's done a lot of good things here, and I hope people appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's the word appreciation, man. In your business, Bruce, it's tough. It really is. How was Ron Gunther when you came off a really bad loss, or things were not very good, and you had 20,000 fans mad at you? How was he as a boss when those situations came up?
Only 20,000 fans.
I'm sorry. No. That's underestimating the second guessing. I'm sorry about that.
That's just the ones leaving the arena.
Yeah, that's no, right.
But that's where I think he was so special. You know, he knew that was the time to leave you alone. He might give you a call. You doing okay? What can we do for you? What do you need? And he was a coach. He was a former coach. He knew how tough it was. And that everything doesn't go right, and you got to deal with the ups and downs of 17 to 21 year olds and all of their situations and problems. So, you know, that I think that's what, for us as coaches, I think you'd hear the same thing. That's what made him special.
What do you remember the first time he contacted you? Your impression of Ron Gunther, had you known him before?
Well, you know, you knew of him. Obviously, I was at Purdue a long time. You know, the funny thing, you know, with the job, I read in the paper. I did read in the St. Louis paper. I was driving with Matt Painter, and I said, Matt, if he's telling the truth, I'm going to be the next coach at Illinois. And I laughed. But the funny thing of the whole, when he hired me, everybody knew he was going to hire me except me. He never had talked to me. And, you know, and I, you know, Coach Katie called me and he said, are you going to take it? And I said, take what, Coach? And he said, you're, come on, don't mess around with me. I said, Coach, I don't know what you're talking. He said, well, Illinois, if I talk to Ron Gunther, you know, and then he said, if you don't take it, I'll take it. And then I said, well, when he calls me and offers it, maybe it would be a time to take it. But, you know, the first time he called, I liked him. He's a straight-up man. You know, he's been around the block. He knows what's going on in athletics. And, you know, even here we're at Big Ten meetings, and you just hear so many people just rave about what he did, not only for Illinois, but for the Big Ten Conference.
And, you know, in this day and age, man, it's not that easy to run a crystal clean program. It just isn't. And and all you coaches know who's out there, and you know the characters are in the game, and Illinois has been clean for these 19 years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I talked about the financial part, the thing that he's just as proud of is the compliance, staying with the rules, getting people that'll abide by the rules, and also that success in academics. And, you know, he made, when I got here and saw the academic center, the Irwin Center, I was just in awe. It's as nice a building as any place in the country for academics, for the athletes. And that's why our kids graduate. And we just had four walk on Saturday, and And, you know, you can go down the line of the different sports. They've had great success. And so he made sure there was a true commitment to, you know, all phases of athletics and true student athletes.
All right, Bruce, you're at a very high level, obviously. You're one of the best-known basketball coaches in America. Do you worry about the next hire, or you just worry that I got to win basketball games?
Well, I've got to win basketball games. But, you know, you worry about who your boss is. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, if you are the boss there, I think, so you don't have to worry too much. But there's probably somebody that could say something to you. But, you know, any job you're in, you worry about who your boss is. And I think everyone in the a little bit of anxiety of, you know, of what's going to happen for anyone in the athletic department. And, you know, but if I win games, I'll be fine.
Right.
I've been through this before. At Southern Illinois, I had 3 different ADs, 4 different chancellors, and I think 4 or 5 different presidents in 5 years. So I think I can deal with it a little bit. But I think the big thing, we want somebody that just has the passion that Ron Gunther had for the University of Illinois, and obviously somebody that will deal with the coaches in a positive manner like he did.
Yeah, I can just see it now. They announced Gene Katie as the new AD, and he can fire you every week.
Well, he's good at that, I promise you. So.
Well, listen, I know how passionate you are and how hard you work and how much you care and how much you appreciate Ron Gunther and the fact that he found you, he hired you. He wanted you to lead this program. And listen, I know how tough it's been. I can't possibly feel how difficult and how much angst you go through when there's so many fans that care so passionately about basketball. But I guess it's better they care than they don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's the good and bad of Illinois. You know, you got so many people that care. And it's a big state, a lot of population. I'm in Chicago right now. And you know, there's no doubt. You know, just think of all the people here, the hustle and bustle. And so it's you know, it's a positive. It's why we have, you know, 16,000 in Assembly Hall. Yeah. And when we go to Seattle, we have 3,000 people there. And, you know, it doesn't matter where we go. We'll have people in Italy when we go in August. So that's the great part of it.
All right, last question. I cannot believe how you lucked out not seeing in the 7th inning stretch because it got rained out in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
The coldest, rainiest, foggiest, windiest day you've ever seen. I just could not believe they played baseball. I walked from the Cubby Bear where we had our function to the stadium, and I got soaked. And I thought, there's no way they're going to have this game. I go to my car to get some new clothes, and I turn the radio on, and there's the first pitch. And I went in the stands for one half inning, and I just said, this is crazy. We sat downstairs by the concessions and took pictures of all with all inside autographs with all the people walking in and out. So,
well, but you didn't have to sing and show off your great voice.
Well, seven innings or 6 innings and 1 out, and I sat that whole time and I didn't get to sing. So.
That's so funny.
And then now they want me to come back again. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm busy. You had your chance at me. You guys should have kept playing. Hey, listen, thanks for your comments about Ron Gunther. Have a great time in Chicago, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Very good. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks so much. Illinois basketball coach Bruce Weber about Ron Gunther, the retiring AD at Illinois. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. So Bruce, obviously, appreciative of Ron.
Sure.
Of everything that Ron has meant to him. I mean, usually, if you have a guy that you bring in, you're going to stand by that guy.
Sure.
And then the new guy comes in. Is he going to be a lawyer, a businessman? Is he going to be in a lineup?
That's right.
Is he going to be somebody that's an orange and blue guy? Is he going to be somebody picked out of the lineup that says, this is a groomed guy that's ready for an AD job at Illinois? So there's a lot of uncertainty. And these guys, I mean, again, they go through it. You got to be Teflon. You got to be so calloused to deal with the ups and downs. But Ron Gunther would call his coaches and he'd say, what do you need?
Uh-huh.
What can I do?
Just a great support.
And again, if you've been a coach, that's the kind of AD coaches like, guys that understand what bounces mean that go against you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Ron Zook and Bruce Weber, both very appreciative of their boss for just another month or so. Ron Gunther, 19 years at Illinois, and obviously a lot of positives. Ron Gunther retires as AD at the University of Illinois.